From Redwood Falls, Minnesota, you're listening to Inside Agriculture. We're broadcasting from FarmFest. Well, controlling glyphosate-resistant weeds starts with a proper application of a dicamba-based product, such as Ingenia by BASF. Now, as weed resistance has grown across the country, growers have had fewer options for weed control. However, Chad Esmus, BASF Technical Marketing Manager, says incorporating a dicamba-based herbicide into a weed management programs offers quality results.
Growers have successfully managed glyphosate-resistant weeds through a comprehensive weed management program that has included Ingenia herbicide for dicamba-tolerant crops. Now, proper Ingenia herbicide applications have produced some of the cleanest fields these growers have seen over the years.
Now, he cautions that before applying a dicamba product such as Ingenia, growers and applicators need to follow the required steps to ensure proper application and targeting.
You need to understand how to set up your sprayer with the proper nozzles and the proper tank mixes as according to IngeniaTankMix.com. It's also important to understand the maximum wind speeds that you can be applying for your geography, as well as where you need to employ buffer zones, where your sensitive crops are, and when not to spray. You can utilize application checklists that we've made available to ensure applicators are meeting those regulations and following the best management practices to ensure the applications are staying on target.
While he says growers and applicators should be able to identify temperature inversions and avoid spraying during those times.
Temperature inversions can negatively impact applications by trapping those small droplets in that cool air, the inversion layer, and moving them off-site in an unpredictable manner with those light winds. Temperature inversions can typically occur in the early morning or evening hours or throughout the night. Making an application during an inversion is a violation of label requirements. Some telltale signs of when inversion is occurring include little to no wind with some fairly calm air. During the evening, you may notice the development of a fog or a dew or dust or smoke hanging in midair and failing to rise.
BASF offers training and more information to help growers and applicators learn more about applying Ingenia on their fields.
We encourage growers and applicators to continue to take advantage of the proper application tools like our On-Target Application Academy online module and our nozzle program. To date, we've provided more than 600,000 free nozzles to growers to help ensure a successful season. Information about our On-Target Application Academy in the form of a convenient digital online training module can be found at www.growsmartuniversity.com. Growers can also visit IngeniaHerbicide.com for more information and IngeniaTankMix.com for approved Ingenia tank mixes. Farmers can always contact their local BASF representative for further assistance.
Well, you can learn more about applying dicamba-based herbicides like Ingenia online at GrowSmartUniversity.com. That's GrowSmartUniversity.com. Also, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is embarking on an RV tour focused on hearing from farmers about the next farm bill. Well, Perdue kicks off the Back to Our Roots RV tour this Thursday or tomorrow. This is the first of two RV tours that the secretary will make this summer. Well, the first tour will feature stops in five states, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. Along the way, Perdue will meet with farmers, ranchers, foresters, producers, students, governors, members of Congress, U.S. Department of Agriculture employees, and others. That according to USDA. Secretary Perdue, in a statement, says the tour will allow USDA to hear directly from people in agriculture across the country, as well as from consumers. The first tour, it wraps up in Indiana on Tuesday. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Mexico. They named a chief NAFTA negotiator. Also, when we come back, we're going to discuss some other things going on. Corn farmers are advocating for a strong RFS at the EPA hearing. We're going to be talking about that coming up as well. We're going to be talking to a South Dakota farmer, Keith Albertson. Well, hang around. We've got more from Redwood Falls right after this.